garments, uniforms, outfits, swag. With entire delegations dressed the same, each style choice at the Olympics comes under increased scrutiny. Some for the better.
These Lululemon kits, these have to be the best ever, right? At these games in Beijing?
I'm very jealous of this kit.
Yes.
And some that aren't to everyone's taste.
You know, I just don't get it. You have all these other countries, they look fantastic, and then you have these outfits. Is that
what we're not sure what's happening there.
We're here to watch them go faster, higher, and stronger.
His best ever short program score.
Oh, look at that. 111.71.
With the world's eyes on them, it's no surprise that some Winter Olympic champions are striving to look good while doing so. Today on the podium, high-flying fashion at the Games. From NBC Sports, this is The Podium, a podcast about the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games. I'm your host, Lauren Shahadi, coming to you every day from the ground with a unique angle on the performances that are carving what's possible on ice and snow. Julia Marino is a freestyle snowboarder. She goes off 70-foot jumps and lands tricks that require many failed attempts and bruises and bloody lips.
900 attempt for Julia Marino, but she goes down.
Her board and outerwear sponsor, however, is known best for runways and blood red lipstick.
Getting approached by Prada was crazy. I didn't even know. I was like, Prada who? Like, there's no Prada in snowboarding. I just thought it was like a knockoff something. I don't know. And to find out like that they had approached me, it just didn't seem like real at first. And it's been super cool.
Marino flexing up on the competition as she brings it into the corral as she waits for her score to drop, and she goes into first.
My name is Julia Marino. I'm from the United States, and I just got a silver medal in the snowboard slope style event.
Yes, you did, and you kicked off the medal count for Team USA and did it in style, I might add.
Yeah, I had just learned that not long ago that I didn't realize I was the first one. It's insane.
You know, there seems to be these two worlds of high fashion and Olympic sports kind of coming together. Skier Eileen Gu models for Louis Vuitton. Ralph Lauren designed the U.S.'s opening ceremony look. I mean, we're way beyond just pure functionality.
I mean, I think fashion is, you know, massive these days. And, you know, especially with social media, you like look on and you're trying to see what other people are wearing. And it's, you know, a huge part of the culture, especially the youth culture. For them to be pushing into snowboarding is really cool. And, you know, they come out with some really funky designs and different outfits. And it's been cool to kind of just like expand my wardrobe and try out different stuff when I'm riding.
And it's everywhere. I mean, on the slopes, companies are doing boards with big designers like Virgil Abloh. Skis have Saint Laurent logos on them. You see it. What does that mean to you as someone inside that world?
I mean, I think it just brings a whole new level of creativity to snowboarding. I mean, you know, a big part of snowboarding is like looking good on your board and being stylish. And, you know, that's huge with outfits and the way you dress and everything. You know, people are like, oh wow, that guy has a fresh kit, or that girl has a really nice style and she looks good in that. And, you know, having nice clothes when you're on the mountain and different designs and different looks is huge. It's like you stand out so much, so it's just cool to see.
One thing that stood out to me was when you gave that huge hug to Zoe Sadowski-Sinnott when she did her gold medal run. It's quite a camaraderie between competitors.
I mean, I think the reason why the level of progression is so big is because we're all such good friends. We're competitive with each other. Obviously, we wouldn't be here if we weren't, but we all have so much support and love for one another. I mean, we push each other to do bigger things. You know, one girl does something and we're like, oh, I know I can do that too, so I'm going to do it. So it just, the bar just keeps being stepped up, and it's to have friends along the way in that is huge. I mean, it's not fun to do any of this alone. And I think that's one of the really cool things about snowboarding is that you're always with your homies, and it just means a lot to be able to ride with people that you have fun being with.
Sure, it makes it more enjoyable. Back to fashion for a second, Julia, which, as you said, is all about having fun, right? Are you thinking about doing any runway stuff with Prada?
No, I'm not. Maybe hopefully attending a runway would be cool, but no, I haven't. I don't know if I would. I mean, if they asked me to do it, I'm sure I would, but I don't know if I have the... I'd have to learn how to get all in that, like, walk and everything, but I'm more of a snowboarder. I walk more kind of relaxed, but yeah, I think it would be cool to definitely go check out one of those, maybe learn a thing or two if I ever did get the opportunity to do it.
Well, you're on your way to pick up a new accessory that is incredibly exclusive. What do you expect holding a medal will feel like?
Yeah, I mean, to have an Olympic medal in my possession, just in my hands, I'm so excited. It's happening tonight, and it's going to be the first time, and it feels like a long time coming. I think I'm just going to have flashbacks to when I was a child and first getting into snowboarding, having no idea that this is where it was going to lead me to being an Olympic medalist. And I think it's just going to be one of those moments where, like, your whole life just kind of, like, reels through your head from, like, start to finish. And yeah, it's been a wild ride for sure.
Marino with the flex on run number two. What a performance, bringing the steez on board that Prada ride.
Our final skater represents United States of America.
最后一位出场的是美国运动员
Nathan Chen.
The first thing when it comes to these things is, like, what is most comfortable? Like, what do I need to wear to be able to perform?
And perform you did. Nathan Chen, fresh off a gold medal performance that feels like it was years and years in the making, and doing so in a bold top designed by Vera Wang. What's the process of working with a luxury fashion designer?
So comfort is the number one thing, and that's kind of where my priority is at. And then from there, it's kind of like, what sort of things do I feel like this music encompasses, and then what does she think? And honestly, at the end of the day, it's like Vera Wang. Like, you don't argue with Vera Wang. You know, she just gives you what she gives you, what you get. And I trust her more than 100%. So, you know, I kind of just gave her just the general things, like, hey, I want this. I want a two-piece. I want, like, this comfort level. I want, you know, these are the things basically I need to be able to do my elements. And then from there, just, you know, take it away. And so she produced a whole bunch of different designs. And then we select which ones we like, then boil it down until we finally get to where we all agree.
Oh, it's so cool. Oh, that's a sign of true high fashion, right? When a designer makes it for you. Are those one of one, the only garment in the world for that routine, or do you have backups?
So yeah, the short program, I had like three different variants, just different lengths of the of the lapel and the inner shirt. And then the free program, I had two different designs, one that I wore at the U.S. Championships and then one that I wore here. But yeah, I have all these options here, just kind of like game time decision, but we kind of have a plan for which one we're probably going to use, and then go from there.
Do you think we're seeing the intersection of sport and fashion, even luxury fashion, kind of opening up?
I mean, I think specific to figure skating, it makes a lot of sense that Vera Wang is, you know, a big part of designing costumes, considering, you know, she herself was a figure skater. She had a lot of experience in figure skating, and then additionally, she worked with a lot of figure skaters like Michelle, like with Evan. And produce a lot of these figure skating, very iconic figure skating costumes. But certainly, you know, sports, especially like during the Olympics, it's like at the forefront of, you know, pop culture and media. So it's like, it makes a lot of sense for these brands to utilize this opportunity to partner with athletes. And I think it's also a really great, great opportunity for athletes. You know, most of the time we don't have this opportunity. We wouldn't really necessarily have this platform. So it's really cool to be able to have, you know, access to brands like that.
Yeah, it benefits both parties. I see you in the medal uniform right now, and I saw you on the ice in the Vera Wang. What's your style in everyday life?
I think it's certainly changed over the years. But yeah, right now I'm most comfortable in like a pair of nice jeans and a sweater, honestly. But yeah, not super crazy, but, you know, just comfortable. I like to go comfortable. And of course, obviously Nike and the current Olympic kit is like super cool.
The best skater in the world just brought it on the biggest stage in the world.
He's been the heir apparent, and it's finally time for the Quad King's coronation. Give him his crown.
There's your Olympic champion, everyone. I don't even need to wait for the judges' score.
There it is. 218 and change. It's official now. Nathan Chen is the Olympic gold medalist.
For the first time ever, the Super Bowl and Winter Olympics will be on the same day and the same network. Competition continues at the Winter Olympics tonight. And don't miss Super Bowl 56 as the LA Rams take on the Cincinnati Bengals February 13th on NBC and Peacock. Follow The Podium now on Apple Podcasts to get automatic downloads. And tune into the networks of NBC to watch every moment of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games.